Now, in recent days, the Erectus Committee on Health met with HSE management in Leinster House. Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill, raised his concerns about a shortage of respite for young people in Kerry under the care of CAMHS, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. He said this is leaving families exhausted and on the brink of burnout.
Our families urgently need respite now. Many families have not received respite for 6 and 7 months. I will read from an email that I received recently, about 2 weeks ago. Dear Michael, I'm emailing you in a desperate way to organise a meeting with Minister Mary Butler. In fairness to the Minister, she has agreed to meet this family. We urgently request to meet with her as a last resort to helping us keep a family together. We've been through the most challenging and horrific time trying to get help with our son. We've spent the last year in Mahel meetings trying to come up with respite and help with our son, and the resistance that has come our way would break anyone down. The facts and information and struggles are all there to go through, and it doesn't make for pleasant reading. We have exhausted all avenues now, and this is a plea for help. We as a family cannot sustain the pressure and mental position we find ourselves in, and feel we will be left with no option but to hand our son over to the HSE, as we can no longer go on like this without the help we need. We as his family also feel the damage that it has caused to our son in CAMHS has affected him and us so much that the respite centre that was giving us respite are refusing to provide any further respite due to our son being so challenging. Our son is severely autistic, ADHD, a learning disability, and a type A diabetic. We can no longer sustain the amount of care without the help we need in order to keep our son with us. We are exhausted, and all this has taken a severe toll on our mental health and also on my 11-year-old daughter's mental health. We are not living but barely existing, and if something is not done to help us now, the outlook is bleak. Please begging for your urgent help. She gives her names and address. But there are other families like that in Kerry and Cahill. And how many children in Kerry are waiting for respite today? How long are they waiting? How many beds are required to give the level of respite that these children need and deserve? And how long will it take to have these beds put in place? They are begging for our help, and I'm also begging the HSE and the Department of Health to help these families quickly.
Thank you, Deputy Cahill. So I'm obviously very familiar with the services in Kerry, and particularly in terms of the respite services. I haven't got the specific figure in terms of how many children are waiting for respite in Kerry, but I certainly bring that back for you. We obviously can't comment around that particular case, but I'm aware of the situation. There's a lot of alternative forms of respite, including in-home support and in-reach into the home for home care. But what families are telling us time and time again is they need that overnight respite, or they need the weekend respite in order to cope and to support the child with additional complex needs. We are actively, with our estates colleagues in Kerry and right across Cork, looking for additional houses that we can buy, that we can staff and we can register with HICWA in terms of developing respite houses for children and similarly adults. There's two houses in Kerry, and in terms of bed numbers and the bed nights, it's very little to support those types of complex needs, and we have got additional funding through the Disabilities Office and the Department of Children to fund those additional houses, so we will move forward. But in terms of that case, I have somebody working particularly on that case trying to support that particular family.
And that was the Integrated Area Healthcare Manager at Kerry HSE, Julie O'Neill, responding to a letter read into the record by Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill at the Oireachtas Committee on Health in recent days. The heart-rending letter he got from that family whose son is attended CAMHS and who has very complex needs. And they desperately need respite. It's a family on the brink. It's a family, as that lady person said in the email that Michael Cahill read out there, they are not living but barely existing, and respite is so, so important. We talk so much about family and wanting to support family, but really, and this is not laying the blame on the HSE staff or in anything way, but maybe us as society, do we talk enough, a lot of guff about families, but actually we don't actually have enough support there for them, particularly those in crisis. Anyway, a deeply moving letter read out there by Michael Cahill about a family desperately need in respite whose son has very, very complex and deep, deep problems. And we hope the family and the young man are getting the care and help and support they need.